Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's lift up our hands and bless the name of the Lord. Very powerful session. Very powerful session. Just turn this song into a prayer. You're more than gold, more than silver, more than riches, more than fame. You are not one of the many important things in my life. You are everything, everything, everything. Everything. Shalabaro Tishida. You are everything. So Jesus, we declare truly from the depths of our hearts that we love you and that you mean everything. You are not the most important thing in our lives. You are everything, 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 everything. We are not ashamed to let the world know that when we have you, it is not a disadvantage. And so we thank you. Thank you for giving us the gift of your presence, the gift of understanding the value of your presence. So I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the King. You're the King of kings and Lord
of lords.
Your glorious majesty. Yabonenaka sujada. We bring you worship, O God, our King. Oh, 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 oh. Everything. You are everything. We join the angels as they sing, and we declare your praises. We worship you. We worship you. We truly bow our hearts to worship you.
You are Yahweh. 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 Say na 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 na. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh,
Alpha and Omega.
It's not a song, it's an understanding.
He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. You're my Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. In our mercy, you are Yahweh.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha, the Omega. You are Yahweh.
One more time.
You are Yahweh. Alpha. My Yahweh, Alpha, Healer, Blesser, the Lifter, Yahweh, Selamana Nibadana, Selamasena Nadena Nada, Selana Nasiana, Eladani, You are Lifter, Alpha, Omega, my Restorer, Alpha, Omega. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. He's seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Adoration to the Father. You are seated on the throne. My worship to you, Father.
You are seated on the throne.
Seated on the throne. You are seated on the throne. Seated on the throne. Seated on the throne.
It's a sign of rest. Total control.
You are seated on the throne. You are seated on the throne.
You're not wasting your time, my prayer people. You are connecting to spiritual things. Bless him in the spirit. Sabalanda zanekatu shalabrahasta dabarada.
Lamb of God, we worship you. Lamb of God, we worship you. Lamb of God, I honor you. Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, I worship you.
Sabarakata dekata. Shilabaradadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Again tonight with our hearts and our spirits open to receive, to grow. It's a feast of lights. Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight. Shalabaruda sikete barash. Let the entrance of your word give understanding. Let it bless and lift us. Change our lives forever. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Majesty, thank you. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Good evening, everyone. Let's bless the Lord for the dear woman of God, Judith. God bless you. We honor you. The Lord bless you. Let your heart be open. We are going to pray. I just want to share something very powerful. We'll be brief. I want us to spend some time praying tonight. In the name of Jesus. Many things happen in atmospheres like this. You not only receive information, but there are graces that are distributed. Praise the Lord. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Let's trust the Lord to open our eyes tonight. Please read with me. It's projected. One, two, read. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. One more time. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Help us, Holy Spirit. There are certain things that I want us to learn. Number one is that when God wants to bless a man, he gives him the spirit of the blessing. The Bible is talking about the giving of spirits here. That fear has a spirit. That love has a spirit dimension. That power has a spirit dimension. That a sound mind has a spirit. In any case, there is a distribution of spirits. But he's only saying among the spirits given, God does not give fear. Listen carefully. Before we get into the subject of fear. So when God wants to cause your mind to be sound, the first thing he does is not to give you an information. There is a spirit dimension. There is a transaction that must happen in the realm of the spirit. And then it will manifest as a sound mind. Listen very carefully. If fear comes to you, it does not come as a psychological reality. The spirit is sent. Listen carefully. When that spirit gets a hold of you, it will now take advantage of your faculties of expression, and you begin to react to what you may think is psychological, called fear. Hallelujah. Very powerful. So the Bible here is saying God had not given the spirit of fear. All spirits are given. And all spirits are received. That God can give something. So if fear is at work in a man, it means that somehow you received it. Are we together now? Whether you are aware or not, the Bible, anything given has to be received to find expression. As many as received him, you shall receive power. So the Bible is saying God hath not given us the spirit of fear. This is a very powerful revelation. Whatever you have not gotten the spirit of, you have not gotten that reality. So if the spirit of revelation is not upon you, you cannot have revelation. No matter how you read, the spirit is what empowers you. If the spirit of the blessings, the wealth of the kingdom does not come upon you, no matter what you do physically, it will not give it expression. That means God starts to lift people by introducing them to the spirit component of everything that he wants to bring them into. That every physical dimension here has a matching spiritual dimension. And that God will grant you access. Listen carefully. To the spirit dimension of that reality. And then sooner or later, you will begin to walk in that reality. So death is a spirit. And before a physical death happens, there is a proposition in the realm of the spirit. and somehow, if for any reason you receive that spirit, then what you have received will begin to manifest. Life is also a spirit, that it is possible that you can receive it, and no matter what the barrier is, the reality of it will come upon you. Favor is a spirit. It's not just a goodwill. That means the spirit can come upon you, and that spirit itself will alter your behavior and alter those around you to begin to reflect it. Listen, the characteristics of spirits is that they use bodies and they use minds for expression. When a spirit is around you, upon you, or within you, it will begin to alter you to reflect it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. That means if a gentleman has a spirit that makes him steal, for instance, now he may not even know he has received that spirit. Everything around him is reflecting that there is an influence higher and greater than him, compelling him to steal. If you hide money under this pulpit, he should not know. But the spirit, like word of knowledge, will cause him to bend and take that money out. He doesn't have to know he is being led, because he has received the spirit. Are we together now? So the first information is that a man only begins to rejoice when the spirit of your result has been received. That every result and every dimension has a spirit component, and that when you have it, then it is a reality. Listen very carefully. Elijah knew this, and when he began to pray, there was something he was looking for. That rain in itself has a spirit component. Are we together now? And the moment he started seeing that manifestation, he knew that something had already been crystallized in the realm of the spirit, and he began to run. And within a short time, there was a thick cloud. God has not given us the spirit of fear. The second thing I want you to learn is how God deals with fear. Look how dangerous fear is, that it takes three dimensions of God's spirit to totally conquer fear. Look at how God addresses fear. That because of how dangerous and serious this operation is, it is not enough to give you power. It won't conquer fear. That there is a tripartite combination of power, of love, and of a sound mind. This is what will totally conquer fear in a man's life. So God has not given you the spirit of fear, but to shield you from the effect of fear, he gives you the spirit of power. He gives you the spirit of love. He gives you the spirit of sound mind. Listen, that means there is a relationship between weakness and fear. If he gives you power, it's because weakness is associated with fear. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There is a relationship between weakness and fear. That every time you are not aware of strength, the reaction is that you can allow fear to find expression. Number two, that there is a revelation of the love of God and love towards men that if you do not sustain, fear will be inevitable. Number three, there is a relationship between a depraved understanding and fear. Look at how God solves the issue of fear. Love, power, sound mind. Do you know, listen, let me tell you this. Fear looks like a very simple issue. But did you know that every other spirit waits for fear to work? If you reject fear, you can reject every other spirit. The Bible says, and to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. Meaning that every spirit is at the mercy of fear. It is fear that has the courage to open the door. That every oppression of darkness that comes to you stands waiting for fear to give them access. And that fear begins to manipulate your understanding. And that if you lack power, you lack love, you lack a sound or an enlightened mind, you will give fear access, and with fear every other manifestation. Many people fail in life not necessarily because of ignorance, because of fear. Fear. The fear to take steps, the fear to arise, the fear to minister, the fear to do so many things. That's why when angels appear, the first thing they tell people is, fear not. Because they know that the weakness of men wires them to be afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear not. That means that is what is supposed to happen. That every time you are surrounded by uncertainty, the valley of the shadow, not the spirit, the shadow, the similitude of death, meaning that whatever looks like death can cause fear, no matter how real or aberrated it is, the valley of the shadow of death, it causes fear. But it says, I will fear no evil. There is a reason. For thou art with me. I have an understanding of what your presence and your love can do. Listen very carefully. Courage is not the issue of masculinity. It is a product of understanding certain things about God. That the spirit of power is given to men so that they can conquer fear. If you are suddenly told right now that you have the power to cure cancer, even at stage 4, maybe a drug, do you know you will no longer be afraid? Is that true? The information that you hear does something to you, and if you do not have the power to resist it, it will cause fear. And when fear enters you, it will destroy everything about your life. So the spirit of fear manipulates your understanding, manipulates your faculty of expression. How many of you have seen children? Because of their understanding, they do not easily have the fortitude for fear. You get the point now? They are not aware that this can hurt them, and so they will come with confidence. That means that the moment you are aware of the potential of a thing to destroy you, and you are aware that you do not have power over it, it will create an unnecessary sense of caution. Why do we fear poverty? Because we think we do not have power over it. Why do we fear death? Have you seen traditionalists that cut themselves and nothing happens? A system tried to aberrate power and immune them so they can dare the undareable, because they are aware that there is some form of power that has given them immunity. Are we together now? When armed robbers go to rob and they rob all kinds of things around them, they believe the awareness that there is some power that they have will make them look at you and even stand in front of a gun. And then you shoot and nothing happens, and they laugh. Why? Because something has immune them. That means the awareness of lack of power will keep you in fear forever. Please listen to what I'm teaching you. The fear of failure causes failure. The fear of limitation causes limitation. The fear of weakness causes weakness. The fear of death causes death. The fear of poverty causes poverty. Wasteful spending is bad, but fearful spending is evil. Are you seeing that now?
Yes.
Notice the degree to which fear controls our life. The moment you are driving, suddenly fear comes. You can die. And all of a sudden, you are confused. A voice speaks to you and says, you can die. You have a dream. And in that dream, you see yourself in a coffin. You stand up and all of a sudden, in your own room, you are no longer comfortable. You need somebody else's presence to console you. No voice was heard. Something was done to your mind. But the awareness of power, he says, but the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. Strong power. The awareness that the believer can sustain power over and against the works of darkness can annihilate and destroy fear. Listen to me. Fear has destroyed more people than you can imagine. There are many people who may never rise. There are many families who may never rise. There are many ministers who may never rise because of fear. The fear of death being the greatest of them. I will die. I may die. Job said, the thing that I feared most has come upon me. Because fear works like faith. So the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Number two, of love. There is something about the understanding of the love of God. You see, the Bible says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness. Let me talk to you. Why do people not give? What is the reason? Talk to me. If I tell you, empty your account now, what do you think is going to happen to you? You say, well, it's not, what's the issue? Why should I empty it? I've planned it for something. It's called fear. Fear. Are we together now? Oh, travel from here to Lagos. You say, night bus. This Abuja Kaduna Express, where I've heard stories around it. Fear. Listen very, very carefully. Fear has destroyed a lot of people. You cannot rise because you are afraid. And the Bible says there is something about the knowledge of the love of God. You see, sometimes we need to really know who God is. There are many believers who cannot even rise spiritually because of an aberrated understanding of who God is. So there is something about the love of God. It says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. The love of God. For God so loved the world. Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. If God, who did not spare his Son, but offered him freely, how much more? Listen, it says, if ye being evil, know how to give good gifts. So a revelation of the love of God can settle your confidence. That I know, that I know, that I know that God will back me. That I know, that I know, that I know that God loves me and his interest has been invested upon my life. And then the spirit of a sound mind. When the Lord opened my eyes to this, I said, wow. A sound mind is not just psychological. A sound mind is a spirit. No wonder the madman in Gadara, he was not just mad because he was confused. His talking anyhow was a reflection of his spirit that was at work. And the Bible says when Jesus casted that spirit, they came later and found him sitting with Jesus in his right mind. In his right mind. A sound mind. The word sound here means balance. It means enlightened. An enlightened mind is a spiritual mind. That you have too much information to just shift you left and right. You are an adult. If I tell you this chair will break, you will not be afraid because there is a sound mind. You have an understanding enough to know it was built to take your weight. A sound mind. That means when we do not have an enlightened perception and an understanding, it can create fear, all kinds of fear. Think how many things fear has done in your life. It is a dangerous spirit. It causes bondage. All kinds and all sorts of bondage. There are people today who will never buy a car because of fear. There are people today who will never travel because of fear. There are some of you who will never go to the village because you had a report somewhere. And you say, me and village, God forbid. Fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power. Do you know what the spirit of power is? The spirit of power is not just the anointing. No. No, there are two different things. The spirit of power is not the anointing. When Moses was telling Joshua, he said, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. That is the spirit of power. Is the daring. The spirit of power is not just an anointing to heal the sick. No. It's a grace. It's a spirit that plants faith, that grants you access to confront things, confront challenges. Be strong, he said, and of good courage. Did the Bible not say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? Every time the Bible is talking about the arsenals of darkness, it says be strong. You need the power, the strength, the capacity to dare the undareable if you will ever rise to be great. The spirit of power. That grace was upon Esther, and she says, I'm going to go and see the king. If I perish, I perish. That's the spirit of power. Let me tell you this. There are times in your life when you will not see any boat. You are going to have to trust God and jump on that water and begin to walk by the spirit, the revelation that the power of the Holy Spirit is able not only to keep but to protect, to lift. His divine power, the spirit of power. Lord, you have spoken, I believe you. I don't know how it will happen, but in the name of Jesus, what do you want me to do? Lord, if you say I should empty my account, I'm going. If I perish, let me perish. Be strong and of good courage, because life will intimidate you and it will cause fear. Fear in ministry, fear in life, fear of anything. But you need the spirit of power. Life does not give you guarantee for any result. When you see people who have results, let me tell you, especially in the kingdom, much more than just their belief and their conviction about God, this was the grace that was at work in them. The spirit of power. The spirit of power. Not just the anointing to heal the sick. The courage, the fortitude, the capacity to stand and say, bring any weight. This is what was upon David when he stood before Goliath. It was not just the anointing to heal the sick. No. He stood before Goliath and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because notice how Goliath oppressed them. He used fear. He came and continued to use his size to oppress them. And then a young boy comes with the spirit of power and looks at him and says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Then he now says, am I a dog? Look at Goliath talking now. Am I a dog that you come to me with sling and spears? And then he says, well, you may come to me with your bow and all of this, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, the one you have defied. Then David now says, Mr. Man, let me even tell you how I'm going to kill you. Not only that you are going to die, this is what will happen. I will first throw you on the ground. Then I will use your own sword and remove your head and give it to the birds. The spirit of power. There are many of you who have experienced this in the place of prayer and you did not know it was it. That you begin to pray over something, you are confused, you don't know where the rent is going to come from. The fear is eating you up. Suddenly, while you are praying, this grace begins to come on you and you stand up and begin to speak and act boldly. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And you begin to make bold proclamations and stand at the gate of the enemy and decree and declare that regardless of what it is, the word of God will come to pass. Let me tell you this. Since fear is a spirit,
That means fear can know people, and it can know those who it should not try again. Any spirit can talk, can know. Look at the Bible. The spirits in the madman in Gadara spoke to Jesus. Have you come to destroy us before our time? They are knowledgeable. They are not ignorant. They are not robots. That means when fear comes to you, it observes your response. When it sees the deficiency of power, of a revelation of the love of God and of an enlightened mind, it is permitted to come in and destroy you. Are we together? I've shared with you how that many times I can be at the airport, or I'm on my way taking a trip, and some person, sometimes I don't know them, sometimes I know them, they can send me text and say, "Apostle, please, I just saw an accident, a ghastly motor accident, and I saw you dying. Please don't think I'm speaking bad against you. I just saw you dying. Please cancel that journey." Now, the person may be sincere, but the spirit of fear takes that opportunity and wants to manipulate you. Are we together now? When you hear that a loved one dies, it does something to you. Fear will capitalize on it. Who is next? Because that loved one who died was a Christian. That loved one who died was this and that and that. Fear is a dangerous spirit. The day you go to the hospital and they tell you, "Sorry, you thought you were AA. We just discovered that you are SSO. From that day, fear comes to the hospital too. As they are announcing the result, it takes the result and works on your mind. While you are sleeping, it says begin to count. Let's assume you have 40 more days to live. And then it begins to help you count down. You will think nothing will happen until you see what begins to happen to you. All your goals and dreams will just pack up. Fear has taken advantage of an incorrect communication of rapture to destroy believers and make them irresponsible. It looks like it's a spiritual statement, but that awareness, every time you want to take a giant step, it comes and says, "What is there? Jesus is on his way coming." And it's supposed to look like a good thing, but because you have been threatened about the coming of Jesus, that it represents judgment. What even you what will happen to you? And you are not productive until you find out you are 70 years old and nothing happened. The spirit of fear has destroyed a lot of people. The spirit of fear has stopped people from receiving. The spirit of fear has stopped people from rising. The spirit of fear has stopped people from daring a lot of things. But tonight, that in the name of Jesus, we will conquer fear. Let me tell you something. One of the effects of fear is that it makes you to forget the goodness and the benefits of God. When fear comes upon you, it can erode the awareness of everything God has done in your life. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Listen very carefully. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Then he begins to list. I hope you know that all the things he's listing are the things that cause fear. Who forgiveth your sins? Who healeth your diseases? Who delivers you from this and that? He said, "Bless the Lord." That means that even gratitude, you will not be able to say, "Lord, thank you," because you are aware. Fear. You know, you've heard my story. I used to be oppressed by demon spirits. Real demon spirits. And now, the dangerous thing about the ability to see is that demons can also take advantage of it. It's not everything you need to see. Are we together now? And I will lie down on the bed, and with my own eyes, here these spirits just enter my room. They don't open the door. They don't do anything. I shout Jesus. I shout everything I know to shout, just like you have been shouting. And I tell you, it doesn't do anything to them. You see, you are laughing because that's what you are secretly afraid of. Because Jesus is supposed to be like the highest factor that drives spirits. When you shout Jesus and they don't at least react, I shouted, Jesus, 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 and these spirits, they would come press my neck, and I'm just watching. I can struggle for hours. Do you know, it got so bad that every time it was evening, it would affect me. I used to sleep at the edge of the bed. If you like, put the bed from this wall to that wall. I would sleep at the edge. Do you know why? So that when they begin to oppress me, I would do my best and fight my way. At least when I'm falling down, whatever happens, I can fall down and wake up. Yes, it's true. Wicked spirits. I remember the day the revelation of the power and the grace of God came upon me. I ran home. I didn't pray. I ran home and I stood outside and I begged them to come. I officially invited them. Fear. Fear. When you lose the ability to be afraid of evil, that statement, I will fear no evil, there is no limit to what your life can be. When God grants you the grace to reject fear. The reason why many do not give is because of fear. Fear that there is insufficiency and they may never rise. The reason why many people keep running abroad and can smuggle their way through Chad, through Libya, move through the forest and the desert and almost die because they are getting to Europe is because they believe that one day Nigeria will pack up and everybody will kill everybody and the oil will finish, or we are going to drink it, or something will happen. Fear. The moment they announced recession in Nigeria, people who were not working started suffering. People who didn't have jobs, who were not supposed to be afraid, they were already like that since, but they received something. Fear just sat upon Nigeria. Recession. And people started going down and started giving reasons to say, look, you two, you know how times are. Recession. When men say that there is a casting down, you, that means you are not a man. You are a man, oh, but something has lifted you beyond the realm of men. When men shall say there is a casting down, that you will say there is a lifting up. Is it not in your Bible that 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right side? Listen to me very carefully. It says, but none shall hurt you, only with your eyes shall you behold the reward of the wicked. If you allow fear to get to you, it will destroy you. Ladies, listen to me. They have told you the moment you get to 28, 29, 30, certain things start happening to your system. You can believe it. Or they can tell you when you are 50 years old or 50 something, you cannot be able to give birth again and your life will be destroyed. The moment people celebrate 50 years, they start deteriorating. Because they call it midlife crisis. They expect something to go wrong. When they are 60 years and nothing has happened in their life, it sounds strange. Fear. Fear. The spirit of fear. There are many of you today who cannot rise to do certain things because fear has told you we are ordinary people. We are weak people. Let me not embarrass myself. Let me not disgrace myself. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love. Listen, let me tell you this. I pray for you that the love of God will truly be a revelation in your heart. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness. I have loved you unashamedly with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness. What shall separate us from the love of God? You have to know why Paul is teaching these things. What shall separate us? Then he begins to list all the things that you think can separate you. from the love of God, famine, wars, etc. I say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors by the revelation of the love of God. So when the devil tries to project fear, the revelation of who God is, listen, and the fact that he loves me, that the jealousy of God is an investment upon my life. When you know this, like you want to hurt a little child and he will run to his father. You see, some of these are little ones. They run all around and with confidence. They jump on you and they expect you to hold. The Bible says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Listen, with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. The word trust is the word bata. It's the word that gives an expression of someone jumping, hoping that the Father will hold you. To take away all the limitations and just throw yourself at God and say, Lord, I know that you are able to hold me. And while people are saying, oh dear, a hand that comes to protect you, and that hand is called the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the love of God, the love of God will not allow darkness eat you up. The love of God will not allow you to be a shame and reproach to you and your family. Be aware of this. You are God's investment. His love is upon you. It will give you an understanding. You are not alone. Please listen to what I'm telling you. Because you will stand and you will confront battles where there is no human assistance, but the awareness of the love of God. I know that God loves me. It's a revelation that I have gotten in a way that I'm grateful for. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. Furnish within you. If there is one person God will favor on this earth, is me. I know. It's because of his love. I don't know how far between you and him, but I know. He has drawn me into the inner chamber of his love. Like the king tells Esther, come, what do you want, even up to half of my kingdom? This is my mentality when I pray. This is my mentality when I talk. There is no fear. That's why sometimes I can tell you, there's someone outside there. Do you think it's just because I'm seeing a vision? This is a risk. You don't stand before the whole world and speak stupidly like that. What if nothing happens? And nothing happens again. And nothing happens again. And nothing happens again. The love of God. The love of God. For we know that all things work together. Not for everybody, not for every Christian. To them that love the Lord and to those who are the called, the called, the called according to his purpose. The revelation of the love of God is something that has consumed me. You know, sometimes when I sit down, I say, what's that lady's song? Take it down for me. Let's shout that song. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Listen, to you it's a song, but God wants it to be a revelation. What will you do if you suddenly knew that the jealousy of Jesus is standing by you to protect you? You think the love of God is a little issue until you see what has happened in your life as a result of lack of knowing it. When Mukhtar came here with his wife, when he held that lady, he was happy standing, protecting her and speaking, and you could see the confidence in his love endorsed by a ring. Now, whether you like her or not is no longer an issue. The ring has demonstrated that this love is a lifetime commitment. Was it not the awareness of the love of the father of the prodigal son that gave him the courage to get up and return back home? He was with pigs, and for a while, every time he thought of going back, fear would keep him. You see what fear does. And then one time he said, how many hired servants has my father, and I'm here feeding with swine? He said, I know something about my father. There is something I know about him. No matter what, we know how to settle ourselves. I will arise and I will go to my father. Do you know, while he was talking, the father was already on his way coming. The Bible didn't say he went and met the father at home. The father was saying, no, he's my son. No matter what, love. Love. No matter, I will still meet him and come and carry him. And while he was coming afar off, immediately he saw the father. He gave him a hug and put a signet ring. The love of God. The love of God. So when you see things in your life, listen to me, and you know that the way things are now, Kai, oh God, this Nigeria, God, you have already said this is a year of extraordinary. What is happening? Then you rest in the fact that, God, what is mine that you are mindful of? For you to know this, you have to see a gentleman in love. What is that girl that you are mindful of? That they are talking to you, you are not even hearing again. How are you? That's exactly what happens to God. Listen, you are laughing, but I need you to understand. That means I am in his mind. He's thinking right now, what do I do for Joshua Selman? How do I lift him? Oh, I see all the attacks around his life, but my love for him is the confidence I use when I minister to people. I know his jealousy is an investment upon my life that he will protect with his blood. Do you know this about God? So when somebody looks at you and says, I will kill you, the person doesn't know what he's saying. You need to know who you will kill first. Nobody comes with any nonsense prophecy and scares me. No. The love of God has created a vaccination against that rubbish. Oh, apostle, I just saw you dying. Oh, apostle, no. Because many of us are victims of all kinds of speakings from people. And they may not listen. They may not necessarily be lying. Do you know your family has witchcraft? Do you know your family has this? God can deliver you. But the fact that you cannot even think that God can lift you. Every time I see people who can bless me, I start rejoicing. I know what God is going to do. God, I know what God will do. I live a very happy life knowing that I can rest in his love. The spirit of love. The spirit of love. The spirit of love. Elijah knew this. When there was famine, he didn't say, God, what about me? How am I going to eat? No. God, if you kill me, who now prophesies over Israel? And God says, for you, I exempt you. Go to Brook Cherith. I don't know whether you understand sowing or reaping, but I'm going to make a bed, because men will not agree to come and meet you. So I will use an animal. This is a revelation. Over my life, I believe in the love of God. Over this ministry. You see, when you know God, it doesn't look fair. When God's love zooms towards you, it's a fearful thing. It takes away fear from your life. The fear of the future. What will the future be like? What will the future be like? Will I have children? Will they be well behaved? Your brain cannot carry that kind of load. It says, my yoke is easy. Fear can make you a laborer. It can give you assignments that didn't come from God. A lady of 18 years is already touching her womb all around, hoping she'll be pregnant. You can imagine that kind of thing. By yourself, you are sitting in front of the internet, many things to browse, the presence of God. You just start browsing signs of cancer. Enter. What do you think made you do that? Now, please listen to what I'm telling you. and you will find something there that you may have. Once your leg starts paining you, it's a sign that this and that. You say, that pain.
Jesus, you love me too much.
Too much.
It's a revelation.
My Father loves me too much.
Look at Jesus. He says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen. You see, the way we live our lives many times is a mockery on the love of God. It shows that there is something about the love of God we do not know. Your ATM gets missing, and for that whole day you are moody. It's not the ATM. Is that your trust was in it, and now that your ATM has disappeared, fear now comes. What if somebody gets it and withdraws money? How much is even there? Have you seen now? Fear. You wake up in the night and you forgot to close your door. Now it's good to close your door, but it's fear that the speed who has entered. Listen, it's a terrible way to live and to deliver those who through fear have all their lifetime subject to bondage. The moment people are about to retire, they start. You see, people who were once confident, they will now tell you, how do I, this life, you know how this thing is now. And what you fear comes upon you eventually. In my life, I don't think failure. I truly am a winner. You can wear life till you win. It comes by a revelation of who God is. You can wear situations and circumstances. Please listen to me. I can never fail. Truly speaking, it is love that keeps me conscious. I know what He has put upon me, and I know what He can do. So when I tell you that if I pray for you, you will be blessed, it's not arrogance. It is an awareness.
You're amazing.
Listen, when you have this knowledge, please just walk with me. We are going to pray. Don't trivialize what you hear me share tonight. Please, don't trivialize it. You will be surprised at the level of failure that comes to your life if you don't listen to what I'm telling you. The awareness. God's interest is in my life. God's interest is in my life. His reputation upon me is at stake. And He will move all and sundry to see His purposes birthed. That way you enter your rest. It's a Sabbath that comes knowing. You see, it says, my Father walk, hitherto I walk. That means that it is when the Father is walking and you are walking, something is wrong. As He's walking, I am resting in the fact that my interest is protected. The love of God. When I think about the love of God, fear, there is no fear, not fear of the future. Where? This is a powerful word. There is nothing that God has told me that I don't believe in, because I know His love. I know what God can do. I have seen in earthly times what a guy can do when he loves a lady. Pastor Alpha, I've seen what you can do because you love your wife. Pastor Femi, I've seen what you can do to Mercy because you love her. These are human beings. Have you ever seen someone flog your child in school? He was wrong, oh. Yet you dragged that child and went to school and said, where is the teacher? Must you flog? You have to look for a way of defending your child. It's called love. You conquer fear when you are aware of the love of God. If I hear that favor is coming this way, I don't say, Lord, I hope it will reach me. Yeah. My prayer is for you. That Lord, when you finish with me, let it at least touch them. Because if that favor comes, I know. This, no, it's a revelation, my brothers and my sisters. The love of God. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Joshua Selman. The little children used to sing, "Yes, Jesus loves me." We became adults and forgot the song, and fear took over our lives. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves my future. Jesus loves my destiny. Jesus loves my results. Jesus loves my longevity. It is in his interest that I do well. He said, "I will give you a new heart, a new spirit." All of those things, he said, for my name's sake. My name's sake. There is a word for it, it's called reputation. I heard today that one of our ladies who is or was in the school of ministry, that the lady, I think she just collapsed or something, and like a mental problem, maybe like a bipolar problem and all of that. The moment they spoke to me, I don't know her, but the fact that she's part of a family that I lead, my love and my jealousy kicked in immediately. When I got home, I sent a text to one of our ladies. I said, "So how much are the bills and who is there?" It's called love. When some are trusting in horses and chariots, you just stand there stranded, and here comes that bridegroom, the faithful bridegroom, who is keeping my bride waiting. Have you not read that jealousy is the rage of a man? You want to see an angry man touch his wife? He may respect you and be nice, but you just touch his wife. When you are aware that you are the bride of Christ and fear comes, was it not what Haman was trying to do to Esther? He was trying to put fear, "I'm going to annihilate the Jews." He was even digging the gallows already. But Esther knew something about the king. And when she provoked his love, even apology brought him to trouble. "You still want to rape my wife upon the fact that you have annoyed her? Have you not been told that you are the apple of his eyes? You come and try to touch my eyes." Listen to what I'm telling you. I want you to end this fear thing once and for all in your life. Fear of failure. Where will help come from? Who will arise for me? It's an insult. Listen, in this ministry right now, if you get up by God's grace, you get up and say, you come and meet me and say, "Apostle, I hope you have generator for the end of the service. I hope that by tomorrow, I hope this meeting, there's miracle service on Friday. I hope you will not be embarrassed." You see, I will look at you and I will feel very sad, because it's an insult. So when you turn to God and say, "God, so now who will help me?" And God says, "Don't worry." I said, "Tell me who, because I don't trust you. There's something about you." And God says, "You trusted your landlord. You trusted your lecturer with 5 years of your life. A guy came to you from somewhere like the bush, and just 2 weeks of knowing him, you trusted him with your heart." And God says, "Trust me with your destiny." And fear says, God has a track record of failing men. Be careful. Tread with God with caution. You see that? So you say, "God, I'm going to be with you, but let me hold on first. In case you fail, let my uncle be a backup plan." And God says, "Me? Search my credibility. Search my credibility." It's why people don't get delivered. It's why people don't prosper. Many bad things happen to people because they do not understand the love of God. Today is Kenny's birthday. And yesterday, when he told me about the birthday, I was tired after the session in the morning / afternoon. Immediately I saw him, I said, "Get into the car. Let's go home. At least let me go and pray for you," and all of that. Love. Love. What is the revelation of the blood of Jesus to you? You see, come, Pastor Alpha. Look up. We're going to pray. Hold this phone. If I give you 10 naira to get this phone, it means I love the phone more than the money. Is that true? The respect is not for the money. The respect is what I bought in exchange for the money. So when you look at what the Father bought with Jesus, that he used Jesus as an ATM card to pay for something. So what is the name of that something he paid for? That Jesus was crying and said, Father, I said, Jesus, just finish this thing. I know we will, even if you are angry with me, I will sort you out later. But because of this man that I love. And then some person will come with one prophecy and tell you a lot of nonsense. And in 5 minutes, you look at the love of God and say, ah, Lord, I always knew. Now, every good and perfect gift comes from above. From above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness. Do you know what is variableness? That means there is predictability to his integrity. It is on this that we rest, that God in heaven can look at me and I know that he loves me. Apostle, where will the partners of this ministry come from? I am only a bride. What's the responsibility of my faithful husband? He said, husbands, love your wives. If a husband does not love his wife, he's a sinner. He's not just a bad person, he's a sinner. If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts. I'm showing you how we conquer fear. Know how to give good gifts. How much more your heavenly Father. So when I go to God to pray, I pray with confidence. This is the confidence we have, that whatever we ask in his name, he heareth us. Why? Because he loves us. The love of God is a powerful revelation. And then lastly, I will pray, a sound mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. That means there is a thinking, there is a belief system that needs to be altered and adjusted. If you do not sustain a superior understanding about God and about life, you will be a failure forever. There is a mentality that empowers fear in our lives. Many people fail before they start whatever they are trying to do. They have failed since. They knew it will not work. Their failure only confirmed what was there. Hallelujah. Every time God gives us something to do in this ministry, I know we will win. I know we will succeed. Every time God grants me the privilege to travel somewhere to minister, I know they will be blessed. All this complex that we carry around, it may have come from our backgrounds, but it was enforced and empowered by the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear. So when God is telling you to rise, I cannot do, I'm not good enough. But tonight we have to conquer fear. If you don't conquer fear, you will never prosper. If you don't conquer fear, you will not be able to go through the valley of the shadow of death without fearing evil. If you do not conquer fear, you will never be able to rise to do the things that God wants you to do. I believe in Jesus. He has given me the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. And the revelation of his love is an indoctrination. I've been indoctrinated. There is no revelation from the pit of hell that will alter the mindset that God loves me. Ask him. You saw the shirt I wore in the morning? When I say I belong to God, it doesn't mean I'm born again. It means I'm his property. His jealousy is upon me. It's a beware sign to principalities and powers. Beware, this man has an owner. You are not a car parked outside. Beware. Like you say, beware, there are dogs in this house. Meaning the owner of this house is responsible enough to protect it. Hallelujah. So if God tells you, I will give you ₦1,000,000 tomorrow, you don't just sit and say, oh God, I know that you are able to. No. The love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the koinonia, the fellowship of the Spirit, let this remain with you. The Lord gave me this word to share as one of the things that must be conquered. Otherwise, let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, we will keep talking and jumping up and down here. And the moment we share the grace, I hope you know that when God speaks to you, I've taught you, He doesn't speak to you like He's speaking to a man. He speaks to you like He's speaking to Himself. So God says, Femi, get ready to finish the house by October and make sure there is a good car. And while He's talking, you are just standing there hoping that somebody will bless you with lunch money. And God comes to speak to you. Is it not faith that even works by love? Do you know what that means? Most times we think it's just that faith works when you love people. No. Faith works by the revelation of the love of the one who will make things to come pass. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. I know that if I open my mouth and I speak and I utter a word, the Spirit of the Lord will honor that word. Why? Because of the love of God. Because of the love of God. It's an indoctrination. No matter where I go, I cannot be ignored. You ignore me, you will pay for it. It's not pride. It's true. You will pay for it. Because sooner or later, you will find out that everything you are looking for, the one who loves me is the one who gives it. He will refer you back. It's a mindset. So that when you hear a testimony like, I was just sitting down, the Lord said I should come and bless you. You don't say, me? Oh Lord, with all gratitude, you have done it again. Oh, thank you Jesus. I received this blessing. I received this blessing. The nation of Israel knew that they were a people loved by God, and they were bold. When their enemies saw what God did, they were afraid. If they heard that the Israelites were coming, they would be afraid. They said, these people, they are God. They are God. They are God. When they started forgetting the love of God and started defying and doing all other things, they became the ones afraid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. What can man do to me? The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Of whom will I fear? I found a cure for fear. Sincerely, believe me when I tell you I don't fear. No. I have seen God do things in this ministry, do things in my life, and do things in the life of people. The revelation of His love, I like to call it His jealousy. When I just call it His love, it doesn't carry that weight. The word jealousy is very positive when I'm using it to God, because it reminds me that I'm His bride. It is a fearful thing for you to touch a man that God loves. He will act as if he died for only Him. Someone ready to pray tonight? I pray that what I've shared tonight will really enter you. The cure for fear. Listen, if you think a job can cast out fear, you are joking. If you think a business can cast out fear, you are joking. If you think supplements can cast out fear of death, you are joking. If you think a nice SUV can cast out the fear of death, you are joking. If you think money in the bank account can cast out fear, you are joking. We live in a world where fear looms around the horizon Everything is programmed to make you afraid. But you rest in the fact that God has not given me the spirit of fear. So if fear tries to come, you know that somebody is offering something you need to reject. You don't just reject by saying, I reject fear. You reject it by reminding yourself, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Number two, God loves me. God loves me. Joshua Selman, God loves you. When that revelation hits you, then fear, like darkness, like smoke before the wind, it just moves and it goes away. I'd like you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, I'm tired of fear and what fear does. Lift your voice and pray. Halaborande salabrokatishia. The fear of the future, the fear of marriage, the fear of children, the fear of raising children, the fear of paying bills, the fear of succeeding in ministry. Are you praying? Shelabarakato sabrendegede balada baladaba. I cause fear. I cause fear. I cause fear. Pray. He baranda salakaruda shedebres. Imbrakato zelekataria natashikatas. Jepros kebarun shalabakariadas. I cause fear. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Shelamanda rakato sabredi shalaba. Abalanda bragada sete kede balada balada balada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. This is Job's testimony. Read with me, please. One to read. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me. Next verse. I was not in safety. Who told him? Hold on. What was the testimony in Job chapter 1? Satan testified that, have you not built a hedge of protection around him? And Job said, I was not in safety. Keep the scripture there, please. Neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, meaning I was not peaceful. King James makes it look like yet trouble came. It's supposed to be that that's what brought the trouble. God has protected you, yet you said you are not protected. God has preserved you, yet you said you are not preserved. God has told you, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you an expected end. Yet you walk daily in fear. God has told you, have you not read that you will call and a nation will answer? It's not a parable. What is a parable in the Bible? The Bible will tell you it's a parable. What is the fear for? The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous from trouble. This is your Bible. When you carry this understanding from tonight, my brothers and my sisters, you know that you will never fail. It's not just a jamboree Pentecostal confession. It's a settled reality. I know this about God. I know this about God. What do you know about God that can protect and keep you in the days that come? Hallelujah. Your confidence, please listen to me. Your confidence will have a lot to do with your courage, your ability to conquer fear. Many of us here in ministry, if you don't conquer fear, you will never be able to rise in ministry. Many of us here are trusting God for financial liftings. If you put your eyes around the economy of nations, they looked unto him and their faces were lightened. It's in your Bible. Gentiles will come to my light. They are kings to the brightness of my rising. It says that my gates will be continually open day and night. They will not be shut, that I will receive the forces of the Gentiles. When he said this, I believed him. I don't know what you don't believe about God, but tonight you are going to call fear by its name and curse it by the God of heaven. I reject fear. Lift your voice and pray. The fear of death, the fear of accident. Pray, ladies. Will I get a man that will marry me? Will I get a woman that will marry me? I curse fear. Will I have responsible children? Will I ever have a house of my own? Shebaranda kasabradisha labakus embradiza ziana katapras kedebalada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 24. Jesus was dealing with something we continue to ignore. Next verse. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. The word there is don't fear, don't worry. It doesn't mean don't be responsible. Take no thought of your life. Worry. What you shall eat. Nigerians, listen. What you shall drink. Nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Next verse. The fowls of the air break a fundamental law. Because if you don't sow, you should not reap. But because God doesn't only love you, he has come down to even love the birds. He says, they neither sow, meaning they should not reap. Yet your heavenly Father, not their own, your heavenly Father extends the benevolence even to them. Are ye not much better than they? Next verse. Which of you by taking thought, fear, worry, can add one cubit to his stature? Worry and fear does not do anything positive to you, does it? Next verse, please. And why ye take thought for raiment, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, they violate the principle of diligence and productivity. Neither do they spin. Next verse. And yet I say unto you, my goodness, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, this is a revelation of his love now, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Next verse. Therefore, take no thought, and don't go to the extent of verbalizing your fear by saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Look at this verse. For after these things do the Gentiles run after. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of these things. Your heavenly Father knows that if you stay in a rented apartment forever, it will affect your Christian life. Your heavenly Father knows that if you do not smile and you are not in joy, it will affect your Christian life. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows that if ministry does not work for you, there will not be a platform. You will be discouraged. He knows. There is no temptation, the Bible says, but such as is common to man. He says, and with every temptation, God will make a way of escape. You are not the first to be challenged by poverty, to be challenged by, there will always be. The jealousy of God will make him manipulate a way and come through for you. Are we together? I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to speak everything you know God has said must happen to you, and say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you. The sorrow that comes with worry. Gentlemen, pray. Stress and worry is destroying young people in our generation. There are people who have lost sleep because of fear, lost sleep because of worry. It is the keeper of Israel that does not sleep nor slumber, so that I can rest. Great things have I spoken of you, O Zion. Great things. Great things. He called me the head and not the tail, I believe. He called me above and not beneath, I believe. He called me the delight of nations, Beulah and Hephzibah, I believe. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation, I believe. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I reject fear. I refuse to fear. The love of God shields me from fear. The power of God shields me from fear. The mind of Christ shields me from fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Many people, you know, when you hear me talk like this, many people are apostles because you are not looking for food to eat or this and that. Let me tell you this. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. It's not will bring death. It's already death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When you allow your mind to become carnal, sensual, that's the realm of Satan. How will it come? How will I see the rain? How will I see the cloud? But he said, you may not see rain. You may not see wind. Yet the valley shall be filled. Who told you water must come from above? Doesn't the earth have water too? When it was time for Noah's flood, water came from the sky, water came from under. Who told you gold is only found under the earth? When a fish brought gold. That means what is not supposed to make sense can bring you gold and bless you and change your life. This is the God we are talking about. I know him all. I know what he can do. I know what he can do. I know what he can do. You are going to hold someone's hand. We'll sing this song once and then we'll wrap up for tonight.
Jesus, you love me too much, oh.
Too much, oh.
Too much, oh. Too much, oh.
Hallelujah. When you look at Pastor Alpha's wife or Jimmy's wife or any of our gentlemen here, if you see the way, for instance, he decorates his wife and you are offended, is she the right person to talk to? You go to the husband. The wife is just a wife. So he says, I will walk a walk in your days. I want to do something that even if it were told you yourself, you will not believe. That there are times that a husband can buy a gift for a wife and say, ah, is this not too much? Honey, where did you get the money? Say, I've been saving this to prove something to you. There are certain testimonies, let me tell you, that some of you are going to enter into, that you will even be afraid of sharing, because those who hear it will think you are lying. It's true. This is not motivation. Please listen to me. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit. Ah. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, that he can make even his enemies. Look at this. Abimelech took the wife of Abraham. Abraham lied. And he took the wife and wanted to lie with the wife. And God said, if you do this, Abraham, hold on, he's touching me. If you touch this man's wife, listen, there are men who receive answers even before they call. The moment God is on the surveillance of their life, he's jealous. He will be distracted by the worship in heaven and come back again. The love will not allow him leave you. Listen, King Nebuchadnezzar loved Daniel so much that when they now put him in a position where he had to punish Daniel, he could not sleep in the night. By the morning, he went himself, oh Daniel, are you still alive? Has your God been able to deliver you? A king cannot sleep because someone is in trouble. That means there is someone in this country and somewhere. Listen, was it not because of God's love for Esther and Mordecai? The king sat down and he could not sleep. He was rolling from left to right. And he got up, he said, bring me the chronicles. Out of all the people that did nice things, when he came to Mordecai, he said, this man, what has been done? Who is in the chamber? Haman came. He said, what should be done? Hi. This God, bah, my brothers and my sisters, when you believe God and get fear out of your life, you will stand in shock as you see God give you prepared blessings. Levels of liftings that God will bring you. You will look left and right. You will not know what you are doing there. And say, Lord, I shouldn't be here. And he says, I brought you there. I brought you there. I brought you there. By my Spirit, I brought you there. Please, I'd like you to lift your voice, even if this is for the last time again. Destroy the spirit of fear and the bondage that it has put upon your life. The bondage it has subjected you to. I will prosper even in Nigeria. I will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that proceeds from me succeeds. Everything that proceeds from me succeeds. No fear, no fear.
I reject the bondage of fear. I reject the bondage of fear. My mind is free from fear. My life is free from fear. Financial fear, marital fear, parenting fear, career fear, business fear, ministry fear, promotion fear, advancement fear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the next time fear comes to you, don't just say, I cast you. Suddenly remember you are a woman who is married. Whether you are a male or female, everybody is a bride in the realm of the spirit. Remember who paid your dowry. Remember the price. You talk about expensive dowry, ask Jesus. Ask the Father. Your own dowry, you bought cow and yam. You didn't die for your wife. Something else died. Jesus didn't say, I will die for you. He died for you and purchased you. What can separate us? The only thing that can separate you is anything that can die for you too. Can sickness die for you? Can failure die for you? You will never find me putting my hand on my chin by the window or by the bed, breathing life. No, no, no. Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Why should I walk? Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Why should I fear? One more time. Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Listen, I'd like you to square your shoulder and walk boldly through life. Boldly through life. Don't walk around like somebody who is at the mercy of situations and circumstances. If you don't have confidence in yourself, have confidence in your marriage. Hallelujah. It shall be like a tree that is planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he doeth prospers. Father, I declare in the name that is above all names, that anyone here suffering under any kind of the manipulation of the spirit of fear, be free right now in the name of Jesus. Be free right now in the name of Jesus. Whether it is fear because of the class of degree you finished with, fear because of your tribe, fear because of your past, fear because of those you don't have that you think are support, I curse that spirit from your life now. I decree and I declare the bondage and the chain that has come upon your mind and your life as a result of fear, let it be loosed now from your life. Adam Where art thou? I heard thy voice, but I hid because I was naked. Fear. Right in the garden. Fear. I had your voice to bless me, but I hid because I thought you will destroy me. I decree that the boldness that comes from knowing you are loved by the Father, may that boldness rest upon you now. The revelation of the love of God that must indoctrinate you into believing you cannot fail. May that grace come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare unto you, I don't care how many times you have failed. By this revelation, I empower you to excel. May you become the desire of men. May you become the desire of nations. That every time men are looking for someone to bless, may your face come. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare that whatever the obstacle is that is making you fear, is not enough to free you from the spirit of fear. We also cause that barrier. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I refuse to fear. Say it, I refuse to fear. This is the message for tonight. Take it back home. Pray. Yes. We're going to round up. But carry this mentality. I will fear no evil. No, I will fear no evil. Reject it. Reject fear. Reject fear. You know you are not good enough. Reject it. I will fear no evil. Do you know you are in the valley of the shadow of death? I will still fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Hallelujah.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio.
And download the teachings on KoinoniaSermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and